episode 183, a quick reboot.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
Happy
radio.
Day, all my friends. How are you doing? So my goodness, you've got a smile on your face. I love it when you smile. It brightens my day. And I'm excited that you're here, and it is our chat time. Oh, you know what? I don't know about you, but it is time for a quick reboot. Yes. If you're just joining us, you know what today is? Today is a motivation time. This is a time that we can come and just go like, okay, this is kind of how I'm feeling. Now get me through the rest of the week, right? Okay, so that's what we're going to do today. So I'm glad you've jumped in and we are here. We've got exciting things happening over at createyournow.com. Some secrets are coming around the corner. I'm so excited. Okay, so with that in mind though, we're just going to jump right on in because it's Inspiration Motivation Day, right? Every second that passes adds up to minutes of aging, getting older by the days, wondering what's ahead in the months and years to come. Ugh. But you know, as Betty Friedman says, aging is not lost to youth, but a new stage of opportunity and strength. Let me read that again for you. Aging is not lost to youth, but a new stage of opportunity and strength. Maybe you're feeling a little old today. You know, the body is creaking and stumbling to move as you arise from your bed. Have you ever felt like that? Like, I'm the tin man and I need my oil can because, oh, this joint doesn't move right. You know, oh, man, I didn't think that hip would go there. And what do you mean touch my toes? I can't even get to my thighs, right? Okay, you kind of feel that way sometimes, just stuck in oh, my goodness, I'm getting old. I'm tired. I need a quick reboot. The stress and the struggles of life have a tight grip. And when you factor in the family, I mean, come on, you've got the children, the hubby and all, yikes, you might be a nuclear bomb waiting to go off. Yeah, no kidding, right? And then that's not even talking about your career. You've got financial maybe issues there. And then what about the other family that doesn't live with you every day, but you still have them, right? Yeah, it just gets so complicated. Now, you may say, Christiane, this is a bit extreme, but emotions in life can cause us to reach that extreme where we do feel old. Every second that passes adds up to the minutes of aging, getting older by the days, wondering what's ahead in the months and years to come. That all factors in almost to the oh, woe's me syndrome. The, I don't want to do this today. If only I could. I'm tired. I need a break. Oh, but where's my vacation? My vacation. Oh, we already had the vacation. Man, I'm more tired now than I was before I went on vacation. What am I to do? Do you ever have that to where you just feel like you're always getting further and further and further behind and never moving forward? That you can't ever catch up? A quick reboot. I need a quick reboot. Think about it. You know, Betty here said, aging is not lost use, but a new stage of opportunity and strength. And I love that. Think about it. A new stage. Think about children. They all have their stages, right? We talk about newborns. Oh, they're so cute and cuddly and they smell wonderful, right? And you can't get enough of them. And even if you're older and you're done having children and your children are getting older, you remember the newborn smell, right? And if there's a new baby, you're like, oh, but you quickly can give it back, right? Because you've had your fill of the newborn smell. Okay. Then the next stage comes around. You get what? The terrible twos. Oh, yeah. Get into the terrible twos. And now they're like, oh, it doesn't happen when they're two. It happens like when they're 12 and a half, 13 months. You know, they start out real early. And we all think, well, my son and daughter's advanced. They're in the terrible twos and they're not even two yet. Well, you know, it all depends on the child, right? So they go through their stages and then we hit what? The four and fives, right? They're like, oh, not quite there for elementary. And they're the why questions. And why? Well, how come? Really? Why? Why does it do that? Why? You know, all those questions. And then they hit school and you're like, yes. And then other things happen. You get peer pressure. You get this. They get grown. And then when they become grown, then you've got the boy and the girl issues. And then, oh, my goodness. And it goes on and on, right? All the stages of life. Well, we don't hear many people talking about the stages of adulthood. And when you think about it, we go through stages too, moms, right? We go through things. And sometimes what we need is certainly just a quick reboot. Because just because we're getting older doesn't mean we don't have stages in our life. And instead of considering them stages, I call them seasons, okay? We have seasons in our life. And we get there, and sometimes we don't know how to handle them. And we don't have a vacation around the corner. We can't escape it because why life happens, and that's what we're dealt with, the cards we have. And we have to deal with it. So how can you gain a quick reboot? Well, you can. And I'm here to let you know a little secret, okay? Here's a quick kiss on your inspiration day, okay? Number one, I need you to breathe more often. Can you do that? And when I say breathe more often, I want you to listen to your breathing pattern. You're like, yeah, right. No, really, I want you to, okay? When you breathe, and I know, you know, you've heard the saying, stop and smell the roses, right? What that really means is you need to breathe. We're not taking time. We let the little things pass by us, thinking that they don't mean much of anything. And that's really what means something to us. The little things. And it all boils down to breathing. So today, I want you to breathe, and I want you to listen to your breathing pattern. Now, if you're at work and you're like, well, there's no way I can sit, I'm going to look really strange breathing, then go to the bathroom. Go take a potty break. And when you're going to the bathroom, okay, it may be hard to do while you're going, but when you're done, okay, and if you have to do a courtesy flush, I know you're laughing at me, but seriously. Okay, so then just breathe and listen to your breath, your breathing pattern, how you breathe. Is it short or is it a deep one? Are you only breathing to your chest or can you get it all the way down to your belly button? And if you can you get it to go all the way to your toes where your body just feels relaxed? Yeah, it's so important, okay? So seriously, number one, breathe. Breathe more often and listen to your breathing pattern. Number two, I want you to find a minimum, here we go, of 15 minutes. Yes, I know it's tough. 15 minutes, sometime of you time, okay? Sometime of you time. That doesn't mean hubby time. That doesn't mean I'm tucking the kids in bedtime and it's kind of sort of quiet time. No, it's all about you, your best selfie here, okay? Quick reboot, you got to take care of you, all right? So find 15 minutes. Now, with that, keep in mind, no electronics. Come on, really? If you're on Twitter, if you're on Facebook, on Instagram, your mind is going and it's processing so many things so fast, your body can't relax. You're going through emotions, the extreme emotions. Why? Because you're looking at the comparison thing and your mind's going and you're like, no, that's what your insides are saying, right? You can't escape it. So no electronics. Put them away during this 15-minute period. Now, if you can squeeze out more than 15 minutes, awesome blossom, okay? That's fantastic. But if you can't, 15 minutes is all I ask. And that doesn't count when you're doing the dishes after the children go to bed and you think that's your quiet time. No, 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 no. That's not, okay? It's all you time. Like, go take a hot shower or bath. If you're not one who takes one at night, oh, what better way? Or maybe you're one who takes it at night and you need it in the morning. Maybe you need to take it while the children are napping, okay? Depending upon how it works in your schedule, you need to find those 15 minutes of you time minimum, okay? Maybe it's to read a book, and I'm talking in like a recreational book, okay? Not one for your job. Not one because this is a certification you're working on. Not one because I got my dissertation to write. No, no, no. Read something. Do something. Go paint a picture because you enjoy painting. Play an instrument or sing. If you play the piano, go play the piano for 15 minutes. Maybe you haven't touched the piano and you've played and you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't played the piano in like, well, I can't remember how long. Okay, well, maybe you can't play that at midnight, but think about a time that when you can do that and allow yourself 15 minutes, just 15 minutes, okay? But it's all about you, got it? Okay, you got to promise me, promise, hold up your hand, say, I promise. Okay, I got you, I see you. All right, so breathe, and you're going to find 15 minutes of all about you time. Then number three, okay, this is a tough one. I know it is. go to bed at least 10 minutes early. And that means not that you're sitting in bed and you're watching the news and, oh, well, it's 9:50 and the news is coming on, or it's 10:50 and the news is coming on and I'm in bed. No, in bed meaning you are laying down to close your eyes and go to sleep. That doesn't mean you're checking your phone again before you go plug in. That doesn't mean you're looking to see what's on TV at that last minute or, you know, depending upon if you're East Coast, West Coast, whatever coast, okay? Depending upon what time, you need to go to bed at least 10 minutes, and that means to go to bed. Okay, that means you're closing your eyes, going to bed. All right? My hubby and I have this discussion all the time. He's tired. Well, you've been in bed playing with your electronics for the last hour. Why haven't you gone to bed? So we have been working on that. Seriously, okay? That's something that we've been working on because he knows he needs to do it, right? It's important, okay? It's important for me. It's important to him. So 10 minutes early. Now, ultimately, okay, hear me out here. Don't hurt me on this one. You need to be going to bed an hour earlier. Yeah, you do. Because most of us are not getting the sleep we need. And guess what? If you go to bed an hour earlier and you happen to wake up a little bit earlier, do you know that you will actually be more productive by going to bed an hour earlier and waking up slightly earlier than staying up later and still getting up, quote unquote, on time, but not necessarily early? Okay. Yeah, it does. And you're talking to someone who's a night owl, someone who doesn't need a lot of sleep to function. Yeah, I was very blessed with that. I'm one who can function on very limited hours. Now, as I've gotten older, not so good. But I still can function so much better than most people as a whole. And I'm talking, when I say limited hours, I'm talking 3 to 4 hours of sleep. Seriously, okay? I am dead serious, okay? But that's not good for your body. It's not good for lots of things. Your health, okay? Your physical well-being, your mind. When do you begin to rebuild and rejuvenate who you are when you're sleeping? You need more of it. So go out and get a quick reboot, okay? You got it. You only got 3 little steps here. Not a whole lot, but I guarantee you it'll be the best quick reboot you have ever had. And if you can do that every single day, or at least aim for 3 times this week, okay, to do a quick reboot, I promise you, you'll start feeling better. I pray you have an incredible day. Go out and make it a great one. Be present, be incredible, be you. I will talk to you soon. Can't wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.